Living Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we're reading from the book of Isaiah. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning! How you are cut down to the ground, mighty though you were against the nations of the world! For you said to yourself, I will ascend to heaven and rule the angels. I will take the highest throne. I will preside in the mount of the assembly far away to the north. I will climb to the highest heavens and be like the Most High. But instead, you will be brought down to the pit of hell, down to its lowest depths. Everyone there will stare at you and ask, Can this be the one who shook the earth and the kingdoms of the world? Can this be the one who destroyed the world and made it into shambles and demolished its greatest cities and had no mercy on its prisoners? The kings of the nations lie in stately glory in their graves, but your body is thrown out like a broken branch. It lies in an open grave covered with dead bodies of those slain in battle. It lies as a carcass in the road, trampled and mangled by horses' hooves. No monument will be given you, for you have destroyed your nation and slain your people. Your son will not succeed you as the king. Slay the children of this sinner. Do not let them rise and conquer the land or rebuild the cities of the world. I myself have risen against him, says the Lord of heaven's armies, and will cut off his children and his children's children from ever sitting on his throne. I will make Babylon into a desolate land of porcupines, full of swamps and marshes. I will sweep the land with the broom of destruction, says the Lord of the armies of heaven. He has taken an oath to do it, for this is his purpose and plan. I have decided to break the Assyrian army when they are in Israel and to crush them on my mountains. My people shall no longer be their slaves. This is my plan for the whole earth. I will do it by my mighty power that reaches everywhere around the world. The Lord, the God of battle, has spoken. Who can change his plans? When his hand moves, who can stop him? This is the message that came to me the year King Ahaz died. Don't rejoice, Philistines, that the king who smote you is dead. That rod is broken, yes, but his son will be a greater scourge to you than his father ever was. From the snake will be born an adder, a fiery serpent to destroy you. I will shepherd the poor of my people. They shall graze in my pasture. The needy shall lie down in peace. But as for you, I will wipe you out with famine and the sword. Weep, Philistine cities, you are doomed. All your nation is doomed. For a perfectly trained army is coming down from the north against you. What then shall we tell the reporters? Tell them that the Lord has founded Jerusalem, and is determined that the poor of his people will find a refuge within her walls.
I know a wondrous promise to all who will believe, that when the day is over, believing you'll receive. When the
strife is o'er, peace when the
I know a wondrous sunrise that everyone may see, that when the morning cometh, with him each one may be.
God's message to Moab. In one night your cities of Ar and Kir will be destroyed. Your people in Dibon will go mourning in to their temples to weep for the fate of Nebo and Medeba. They shave their heads in sorrow and cut off their beards. They wear sackcloth through the streets, and from every home comes the sound of weeping. The cries from the cities of Heshbon and Eleah are heard far away, even to Jahaz. The bravest warriors of Moab cry in utter terror. My heart weeps for Moab. His people flee to Zoar and Eglath. Weeping, they climb the upward road to Luath, and their crying will be heard all along the road of Horonaim. Even Nimrim River is desolate. The grassy banks are dried up, and the tender plants are gone. The desperate refugees take only the possessions they can carry and flee across the Brook of Willows. The whole land of Moab is a land of weeping from one end to the other. The stream near Dibon will run red with blood. But I am not through with Dibon yet. Lions will hunt down the survivors, both those who escape and those who remain. Moab's refugees at Selah send lambs as a token of alliance with the king of Judah. The women of Moab are left at the fords of the Arnon River like homeless birds. The ambassadors who accompany the gift to Jerusalem plead for advice and help. Give us sanctuary, protect us, do not turn us over to our foes. Let our outcasts stay among us, hide them from our enemies. God will reward you for your kindness to us. If you let Moab's fugitives settle among you, then when the terror is past, God will establish David's throne forever, and on that throne he will place a just and righteous king. Is this proud Moab, concerning which we heard so much, his arrogance and insolence, are all gone now. Therefore all Moab weeps. Yes, Moab will mourn for stricken Kirhaseth, and for the abandoned farms of Heshbon and the vineyards of Sima. The enemy warlords have cut down the best of the grapevines. Their armies spread out as far as Gezer in the deserts and even down to the sea. And so I wail and lament for Gezer and the vineyards of Sima. My tears shall flow for Heshbon and Eleah, for destruction will come upon their summer fruits and harvest. Gone now is the gladness, gone the joy of harvest. The happy singing of the vineyards will be heard no more. The treading out of the grapes in the wine presses has ceased forever. I've ended all their harvest joys. I will weep, weep, weep for Moab, and my sorrow for Kirhish will be very great. The people of Moab will pray in anguish to their idols on the tops of the hills, but it will do no good. They will cry to their gods in their idol temples, but none will come to save them. All this concerning Moab has been said before. But now the Lord says that within 3 years, without fail, the glory of Moab shall be ended, and few of its people will be left alive. This is God's message to Damascus, capital of Syria. Look, Damascus is gone. It is no longer a city. It has become a heap of ruins. The cities of Arar are deserted. Sheep pasture there, lying quiet and unafraid, with no one to chase them away. The strength of Israel and then the power of Damascus will end, and the remnant of Syria shall be destroyed. For as Israel's glory departed, so theirs too will disappear, declares the Lord of hosts. Yes, the glory of Israel will be very dim when poverty stalks the land. Israel will be as abandoned as the harvest grain fields in the valley of Rephaim. Oh, very few of her people will be left, just as a few stray olives are left on the trees when the harvest is ended, two or three in the highest branches, four or five out on the tips of the limbs. That is how it will be in Damascus and Israel, stripped bare of people except for a few of the poor who remain. Then at last they will think of God their Creator and have respect for the Holy One of Israel. They will no longer ask their idols for help in that day, neither will they worship what their hands have made. They will no longer have respect for the images of Ashtaroth and the sun idols. Their largest cities will be as deserted as the distant wooded hills and mountain tops, and become like the abandoned cities of the Amorites, deserted when the Israelites approached so long ago. Why? Because you have turned from the God who can save you, the rock who can hide you. Therefore, even though you plant a wonderful, rare crop of greatest value, and though it goes so well that it will blossom on the very morning that you plant it, yet you will never harvest it. Your only harvest will be a pile of grief and incurable pain. Look, see the armies thundering toward God's land. But though they roar like breakers rolling upon the beach, God will silence them. They will flee scattered like chaff by the wind, like whirling dust before a storm. In the evening, Israel waits in terror. But by dawn, her enemies are dead. This is the just reward of those who plunder and destroy the people of God. In modern language. Today we've read from the book of Isaiah. Now here's a special invitation to join us again next week at this time as we continue to read from Living Prophecies.